On today's podcast, we're going to talk about why nice guys finish last. So let's get started. Welcome to the blogwithjesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Welsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please hit that like button in order to let others know you're enjoying the podcast. Now, I'd like to talk today about a topic, why nice guys finish last. I remember growing up, my dad had a good job. But you know what? We never had money because he spent his check on anything that he wanted and not on what we needed. So a lot of times we went without utilities. But my grandfather on my mom's side, he stepped up. He bought us groceries for about a 10-year period from about age 5 to age 15. And then every time I'd go visit him on Saturday, which was almost every single Saturday, he would take our family out to lunch. And every time I'd get a good report card, he'd give me $5. And then my grandmother would give me $5 for that same report card and say, please don't tell your grandfather about this. And my grandmother, towards the end of her life, she won Woman of the Year. She won that for everything she did in her life, which included in World War II, she gave blood, even when she wasn't supposed to, because they had a limit on how often you could give blood, and she would give blood more often than needed. But as I think about my grandparents, I'm reminded of John chapter 3, verse 16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the reason I bring that scripture up is because God's ways are perfect. He wants, you know, pretty much we're supposed to be perfect, but we're not. But he gave his one and only Son that we shouldn't perish. He gave him as a sacrifice for our sins. And that's why I never like to close a program without giving you the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, I believe if you prayed that prayer at me, you got born again. Please keep God first place in life. He's going to take you places you never dreamed. This is Robert Welsh for blogwithjesus.com. Believe the word, speak the word, and manifest the promise. I'll see you on the next podcast. Blessings.